Okay, good afternoon. My name is Nadia Valverde, and I am a master's student in the Horticultural Department for Washington State University, and I'm working with Dr. Marion Whiting on investigating the role of the near harvest irrigation on sweet cherry fruit quality. So, if you wonder why sweet cherry, the economic import of this crop is a 500 million annual crop, and also the U.S. Is the second world producer with a 16% of this crop, and Washington State is the first state in producing with more than 3,800 acres of sweet cherries. The 85% of this crop in Washington State go for fresh market, and this is why fruit quality is so important for growers. Another big concern for growers is the rain-induced cracking that can induce losses of up to 63% in the worst scenarios. Previous research on water stress on cherries shows that drought can induce a delay in maturation and a low quality harvest. And also is saying that avoiding water stress at later stage of the fruit growth can improve the cracking resistance. So still the question is if it is possible to improve fruit quality by managing irrigation at mid-harvest. This project came out because we found two different opinions among growers. There is a group of growers who believes that they have to fully irrigate up until harvest because with this they will not affect the fruit size and they will give a higher resistance to cracking to the fruit. But another group of growers, they believe the opposite way, that they have to stop irrigating a couple weeks before harvest. So with this, they can improve the firmness of the fruit and they can also increase the cracking resistance. So the objective of our project is to understand the role of the near harvest irrigation on key fruit quality traits like firmness, size, weight, sugar content, and also the impact on the susceptibility to splitting. There are many variables involved in these aspects, like soil depth and texture, different genotypes, cultivar and rootstock combination, irrigation system in the orchard, the crop load that the grower uses, the age of the trees, the nutrition and disease control that they use, and also the training systems. So we will just be focused on the first four variables showing here. The research was conducted in 2014 and 2015. We chose two cultivars, an early cultivar that is Chelan and a late cultivar like Lapins, both on rootstock massa. Three treatments were set up, control, just using and following the same irrigation schedule that the growers had, a withhold of 10 days before the expected harvest date and a withhold of 20 days before the expected harvest date for both cultivars. We measure soil moisture using a neutron probe at five different depths in the soil from 15 to 75 centimeters every 2 days since the setup of the treatment and until harvest. For the water stress on the trees, we use a pressure bomb to measure the midday stem water potential on the trees on four leaves per tree. And we did this every 3 days since the setup of the treatment. We also measure transpiration rate and photosynthesis rate using a leaf gas exchange and also every 3 days since the setup. Now for vegetative growth, we just follow five branches per tree and five target fruit per tree every 2 days to see the fruit growth and the vegetative growth on new branches. For fruit aspect, we saw the fruit susceptibility to splitting. We're using an artificial cracking test on the lab. This is, we immerse the fruit on distilled water up until 5 hours. And every hour we count the split fruit and remove it from them. And with this data, we calculate a cracking index after to compare. We did this every 3 days since we started the treatments until harvest. At harvest time for yield, we weigh all the kilograms of fruit per tree, and we collect three samples of 25 fruit per tree, and we analyze this fruit for fruit quality at Procer IRA lab. The treatments were carried out in two commercial orchards in Washington State. The early cultivar Chelan was done in Pasco with a single line drip irrigation system orchard on a 12-year-old trees on a traditional training system. For the late cultivar lapins, we did it in Brewster, that is North Washington, on a micro sprinkler irrigation system orchard on a 14-year-old trees and also a traditional training system. The results that we have for 2014 on the Chelan cultivar, the fruit growth shows no significant difference between treatments and control, and also the stem water potential didn't show any significant difference, so the trees didn't show express any stress, water stress. For 2015, we have a fruit growth. It didn't show neither any difference, only 3 days before harvest. And for the stem water potential, we had higher values than last year, but it didn't indicate that it was under water stress, the trees, and it wasn't significant between treatments and control neither. For the soil moisture, this is a sandy soil in this orchard, and there was no significant difference between treatment and control over the time in 2014, and the water content on the soil didn't get lower than 0.3 inches per foot on the soil. For 2015, there was a significant difference, especially on the irrigation timings, but anyway, in the stresses treatment, that is 24 days before harvest, cutoff of the irrigation, it didn't go down the 1 inch per foot of water content on the soil. For fruit quality results, we found for 2014 any of the quality traits was affected, but interestingly, we found a reduction in yield. And with the withhold of the irrigation 7 days before harvest, we found a 44% lower yield compared with the control. And with a withhold of the 18 days before harvest, we found a 32% lower yield than the control. For 2015, we didn't see this any effect on yield, and again, any effect on the quality traits. For cracking index, we found that Chelan has a really high resistance to rain-induced cracking, showing only getting sensitive 1 week before harvest, but this was an effect between the treatments and the control. In both years, we saw this difference on the 14 days before harvest in 2015, that was a huge rain event that we have, but all the treatments respond in the same way. For the late cultivar lapins, in 2014, we saw that fruit growth, again, didn't show any difference. And stem water potential, it shows different. This is a late cultivar, so we're talking end of June, early July, so temperature is higher. But the stress in the trees wasn't high enough to say that they were under stress. They didn't show any shriveling on the leaves or in the fruit. For 2015, the fruit growth shows a difference between treatments and control, but it wasn't significantly statistically. But we saw that in the withhold of 16 days before harvest, fruit stopped growing at 7 days before harvest and started shriveling. For stem water potential in 2015, the values are higher, but it's still not high enough to say that the trees were under stress. For soil moisture, this is a loamy sandy soil, so we can see the difference on soil content between treatments and control, but in both years, with even 2 days before harvest of a cutoff of the irrigation, the water content on the soil didn't go lower than 0.5 inches per foot. For fruit quality, we found the yield wasn't affected, and for 2014, the only quality traits that it was improved with the treatments was soluble solids content on a 2% with both treatments compared with the control. But for 2015, we found that the 16 days before harvest withhold of the irrigation, the fruit was 6% softer compared with the control. For cracking index, we found that lapins is a more sensitive cultivar. Like, the lowest value in this cultivar is like the highest in Chelan. But it follows almost the same trend, that it gets more sensitive 1 week before harvest, and by harvest time, there was no significant difference between treatments and control, and actually control shows lower numbers than the control, the treatment, sorry. So for this project, we found that a withhold of the irrigation up until 24 days before harvest did not affect the rain-induced spreading susceptibility on Chelan and lapis cultivars, and also that a withhold of the irrigation at pre-harvest did not affect yield on lapins, but it did reduce yield in Chelan in 2014 trials. About the key quality traits that we talk about, only soluble solids and firmness were affected by the treatments, and only in the lapins cultivar. We also saw that the difference in soil water content only were apparent in the first 30 centimeters of the soil. After that, we didn't find any difference. And that the stem water potential is a good indicator of the plant water stress status. With this, I would like to acknowledge my committee member, my advisor, Matthew Whiting, Todd Encore, Marcus Keller, and Troy Peters, and also to the Washington Tree Fruit Research Commission, the Washington State University, and Fulbright Scholarship for funding this project. And I will take any questions. Yes, there is. There are many. There are many research on fruit. Sorry. The question is, how do I explain that the withhold of the irrigation is affecting the cracking? Well, actually, the result shows that it's not affecting, so it's not making it worse. And maybe we could say that it's improving, but it's not significant to conclude that. But there is many studies that they still don't know if it's a water uptake through the skin that produce micro crackings on the fruit, but also the cheek cracking may be produced for the uptake from the soil. That's what previous research say. But with this, I think I'm proving that it's more important, I would think, the uptake from the skin than the uptake from the soil, because the soil is not affecting, actually.
Yes. I saw you use the cracking index, right?
Yes.
So have you counted the real cracking happen on the tree?
I did have a count for this year that I show on the Chelan trees that it was... but I still have a lot. We just finished the last season for this year, so I have a lot of data that is not been analyzed yet. So I just have the data from the lab, but we did this year after the rain event.
Well, there are some resources using the correlation of between the cracking index and the rear crack reach on the field.
I don't know. Should be.
Water until the harvest. But what would you say, which each group has more
background. Well, from the beginning, I would say that it's depending on the type of the soil, the site, and the cultivar. And yeah, we saw that with the wheat haul of the 20 days before harvest, we saved 2 cycles of irrigation. And they have different irrigation. They use sometimes just readings from their probe, neutron probe. But some they just say that when the water is over, they just start running again. They just run and run, doesn't check if the soil is over water or not. For me, I would say that this year, for example, was an extremely hot June, and it was an early season for cherry. So we just have 15 days or 17 days of withhold, you start seeing the shriveling on the trees. So it's like depending, I will recommend a withhold of the irrigation because we saw an increase in sugar content, and the lower firmness this year wasn't that bad, but, and it's not in both treatments, so maybe just a withhold with 10 days, I think would be enough to prevent you.
So following up on that, one of the reasons that growers don't or think about withholding is in case there is major rain or harvest, the soil is drier and can absorb more water without it going into the fruit cracking. And so in the conditions in Washington State, that's often not the case. In the east, you would get such kinds of rains. And we're clearly shown keeping crack the fruit just from irrigation alone, because we can do it under high tunnels that keeps rain off of the fruit itself. But there's a very good, as you said, it's a very complex series, vapor pressure deficit, soil water in the trees, or the water in the tree, the water in the soil, and the stage of rain. So almost every cracking incident is slightly different than the other. It's very difficult to study. We need to do the trial.
Yes. We need to try. Yes.
You just mentioned there's a different irrigation system.
Yes.
So, can you give an example? What kind of irrigation system? Kind of overhead or overhead spray or?
No, because one of the orchards was a single line drip irrigation, and the other one was a micro sprinkler irrigation. So, the area that the irrigation system is providing humidity is totally different. So for the micro sprinkler will be more open and more superficial than for the drips.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.